Now back to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Welcome to the Internet Advisor, hour number one, and we have got quite a program. In some ways, I hope we scare the daylights out of you with this first one. I've got my roll of tinfoil, and we're ready to deal with Google having its eyes upon us. Kasten Thomas, good to have you in studio with us.
Glad to be here.
Kasten is going to be giving us, a better idea of the people who are watching us, who's got their eyes on us and what they're doing with what they see. Also with us, Ed Rudell in studio. Hi, Ed.
Always great, Foster.
Good to have you here. And Kel Thomas back from the icy lands.
Kel Thomas, he said.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
Kel Carson.
Which is a merge between the ever-popular Kasten Thomas and me. And my God, I'm looking across at him from the mic, and, you know, he does kind of look like me. He has a nose. I have a nose.
You're much better looking than me, Kel.
I got a face for radio, baby.
And he called me Kel last week. So
see, there
it's
you
not
go.
A new
now
thing.
You're even.
See,
now
I think,
you're
I
even.
Think someone is just standing in for me. That's what it is. No, it's really great to be back. I am so glad to be back here at the mic again. It is a wonderful place to be with you guys, and I really enjoy doing this, so it's good to be back.
Hey, we have a special feature right now, and that's with Mr. Gary Baker, the tech slice that he's going to be bringing us today from the deck of the Shared Adventure.
That's right. You know, it's actually, I'm at the tech deck, I think.
Oh, the tech deck. There we go.
Yes, of course. So, hey, I was just curious, you guys, have you seen what's going on with Apple, with Amazon Go?
Yes, it's all the rage.
It was supposed to open a year ago, and it finally opened this last week, and it is a grab-and-go kind of grocery store that Amazon has been trying to perfect for about 5 years. There's one store that they opened in Seattle. It's about the size of a 7-Eleven or so, but you're able to go in, you download the app, Amazon Go, you scan it just like you scan on your boarding pass on an airplane, and you walk in, you put things in your bag, and you walk straight out.
Now this is
Amazon
the place.
Bills you.
And this is the
no
place
checkout
that's
line.
Supposed to eliminate lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this really baffles me, I got to say, because the whole purpose of Amazon when it came out was you order the stuff online and they bring it to your house. Now they're actually taking you back to brick and mortar again, which is really weird.
But done in such a different way, right? I mean, no lines. You don't stop and pay. You pay with, with Apple Pay, or you have to hook up a credit card to Amazon Go. And it's very convenient. So if you could picture yourself walking down the street at lunchtime, walking in someplace, or, you're a little thirsty, walk in, grab a Coke, and walk out.
Well, I'm sure Amazon's going to get a picture of me. You know the surveillance on a store like that has got to be just overwhelming.
Well, it's based on having, is based on having all these cameras in the ceiling that are watching stock as well as you.
Yeah, but he says, what could be more convenient? But what's more convenient than sitting at my house having them bring the stuff to me?
Yeah, good point.
And there's no lines.
And we probably have all been standing there when you watch somebody just grab a Coke and walk out in the past, only this time they actually charge you for it.
Yes, not shoplifting. I tell you, this, however, would be the ultimate straw for my wife. She's infuriated now at those self-checkout lines because it eliminates jobs. This would even wipe out the jobs of the people who were standing by the self-checkout lines.
Well, I mean, if it was a place that I frequented on the way to work and I just wanted to grab a Monster and a bag of chips and a sub sandwich and then get out, and I'm in and out of there in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be worth it.
That's certainly.
And I think that's what they're targeting.
I'm still not buying it. Why don't we have those drones deliver it right there at your work, so by the time you get to work, you order it in your car as you're driving along. When you get to work, it's delivered to your desk.
That may be plan B, too. Who knows?
Then I'd be so overweight. then because I wouldn't have to walk down the street.
We know from a finance. He wants to drink it on his way to the office.
From a financial standpoint, though, it makes a lot of sense because retail operations are very, very low margin.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that they have to consider in their profit margin is the amount of shoplifting and things that, quote, disappear, unquote. This eliminates that.
That does.
Eliminates that, and that's good, and I'm all for that situation. But then again, isn't it going to increase the price over the course of time? Because now we're putting up a brick-and-mortar store. We got real estate we got to pay for.
Well, not necessarily.
Please explain.
I can't explain it.
So the point I think is, Cal, it's not one or the other. It's both, right? You get it one way, somebody else gets it another way. You say tomato, somebody else says tomato. You can buy either one at the store. And I think that's the goal here. You know, it's different, though. This is the size of a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You could see it working in a convenience situation.
Exactly. Ed's example, store, I think, is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. A typical store will have about 38,000 items.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get apples that don't quite conform and whatever. So, you know, more to do. I mean, they were a year late in getting it up. Thankfully, it's opened up. It's a proof of concept. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't.
And if it does, it rolls out to Whole Foods.
They'll roll out. That's right.
Because Amazon bought Whole Foods 2 years ago.
That's true. Well, Gary, thank you for this inaugural Tech Slice from Captain Gary. We're going to try each week to give Gary a little chance to talk about some issue or issues that have caught his attention in the news. Back in just a second, and Kasten is going to take over here, talking about the eyes of Google and a whole bunch of other people being upon us. Get your tin hats ready.